Very happy to have you with us this morning. Glad, too, to have the program manager for Sonoma Clean Power here. Nelson Lomeli is here. Hi, Nelson.
Hello.
So the Drive EV electric vehicle program has been underway for a while, coming to a close in a couple of weeks. How successful has it been?
It's been pretty successful. We've had pretty similar numbers to those that we've had last year. So right now we're at about 303 vehicles. And we're expecting a whole bunch more to come in before the program ends.
Yeah, November 16th is the last date for it. Wouldn't you have expected some increase in participation this year over last?
We did, yes. But I think there's a number of factors at play that are giving our numbers a little smaller.
And let's talk about the kinds of savings that you can achieve between now and November 16th if you're in the market for an electric vehicle.
Yeah, definitely. So as part of a Sonoma Clean Power, as a customer of ours, at a minimum, you can save $2,000 on a new electric vehicle or $1,000 on a used one. If you're enrolled in the programs for electricity discount, CARE or FARA with PG&E, you can actually save up to $4,000 on a new car. That's even before all of the different discounts that are available from the dealerships.
And does the federal do the feds kick in any rebates anymore, or the state of California?
Yeah, the state of California still kicks in some rebates for electric vehicles. You can get up to $4,500 for plug-in hybrids. You can get up to $3,500, and then the feds do also have an additional $7,500 tax credit for those customers that purchase their vehicle.
And Nelson, are we getting the fact that this is not only the wave of the future, but the wave is now?
Yes, I think we are starting to go there right now.
Yeah, because as you know, it takes a long time to change the culture, and it takes a long time to change our way of thinking about things. What's
exactly
the status right now? How long? This is always a question for those of us who don't yet have an electric vehicle. What about the battery life, and how far can we drive these cars today?
Yeah, so there's a number of cars now that are out there that have long ranges. So, for example, one of the most popular one, of course, is the Tesla that has a long range vehicle battery. But there's also other alternatives like the Chevy Bolt that gets a EPA rated range of 238 miles.
Okay, so that's going up.
Yeah, and they're increasing almost every year. So we saw an increase in the popular vehicle as well, the Nissan Leaf. It got a jump this year as well, and there's talk about it going up again in the near future.
So the savings on the EV vehicles in the Drive EV program go through November 16th of this year. My question, Nelson, is what's next for Sonoma Clean Power?
Yeah, so what we're working on past this program is actually to increase the publicly available charging infrastructure in Sonoma and Mendocino County.
Oh, yeah, so we need more charging stations, that's for sure.
For sure, and we think that is that presents a minor barrier for adoption, and so we think if we can increase the publicly available infrastructure, it'll make more people jump on board with going electric.
And are cities and counties on board with making this change?
Yes. Yes, they are. We are working with each and every single one of our jurisdictions to do some form of EV charging infrastructure installation.
Very good. It makes perfect sense. You're going to sell a lot more cars if it's easier to charge them up as
exactly
you go along. Right. Very good. Well, Nelson, thanks for reminding us that the time is running out for these electric vehicle savings now through November the 16th. And I'm always excited to see what Sonoma Clean Power is going to come up with next.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be on.
All right. That is Nelson Lomeli. He's the program manager for Sonoma Clean Power.